Hey, it's Randy Miles. I'm on the phone with Mansa Musa from MoneySmartLife.org. And we've been on this series, Mansa, with financially healthy behaviors. And today we're going to talk about managing existing debts and having access to potential resources.
Yeah, we've been looking at these financial healthy behaviors. There's six of them. We encourage people to go to our website at MoneySmartLife.org to catch up on the series and get more details. But today we want to talk about another one of those behaviors, which is managing debt and having access to potential resources. Now, let's talk about managing debt first. A manageable debt load is one where a person can keep up with the payments without experiencing significant stress. Okay, so this includes both formal debt and informal debt. So your credit cards and things like that, but also money that you owe to friends and family. So can you make the payments and not feel a lot of stress? Now, the other thing is you got to understand, we're not talking about living expenses. We're talking about debts, right? Your living expenses, food and energy costs and all of that, you're going to have those anyway. So we're only talking about debt. And debt is when you voluntarily surrender your time and future payments in a promise to meet an obligation, right? Now, well-managed debt loads have these three characteristics. You're paying your bills on time every time. You have discretionary income after you pay your bills. You shouldn't be broke after you pay your bills. The third one is your overall debt load is being consistently reduced. Your debt should be going down every month, not roller coastering up and down all the time. You should be consistently reducing your debt. Now, here's the other part of this behavior, and that's having access to potential resources. You know, Randy, we've talked about having an emergency fund and those kind of things, which everyone should have. But that's not what we're talking about here. When we talk about having access to potential resources, this is your ability to gather and generate resources from external sources. So, for example, if you have hard times, can you go to the bank and access a line of credit? Or do you access your social network, friends, family, and et cetera? Everyone has the ability to gather resources in times of trouble. You just need to understand where that is, whether it's your social network or a more formal network. Once again, we encourage people to go to MoneySmartLife.org to get more details. But this important behavior of being able to manage your debt and being able to access resources in an emergency other than your own, external resources, if you follow those behaviors, you'll be well on your way to financial well-being.
Absolutely. Ooh, all this great information is on your website. It's MoneySmartLife.org. And a little later on, we'll also have it on our network of places to go, including TakeControlTuesday.com and your YouTube page.
Absolutely. The YouTube channel will be there. So we encourage people to do that. One point, Randy, before we go, if you're accessing your social network in times of emergency, don't abuse the people in your social network.
If yes, please.
If you call on people for help and you realize that, maybe you better be mindful of how you treat them when you don't need help.
Ooh-wee, that's a good point. Thanks so much, Mansa.
Thank you.